Welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. My name is Will Kohlmeyer. I'm the Director of Marketing and Community Relations here at Northeast Mississippi Community College. We've got an outstanding show lined up for you this week. Leading off, maybe a little pun there, is the former head baseball coach for 9 years here at Northeast, now in his third year as the athletic director, Kent Ferris. And first of all, Kent, appreciate your time this week on Tiger Talk.
Well, Will, I thank y'all so much for having me on. I'm very honored to be here.
Well, you stay busy, partner. And tonight I know we've got basketball with a doubleheader at Bonner Arnold against Volunteer State. Last Thursday night, plenty of drama in that men's game. We swept Lawson State. The women were very impressive, even their record on the year at 1-1. And then Cord Wright had to check his ticker maybe afterwards after that one, winning a tight one over a very good Lawson State team.
Two wins is the main thing. But it's anytime we have basketball in Bonner and all, it's an exciting time. It's a lot of history and tradition there.
No, there's no question about that. And football, I know, maybe didn't have the record that they wanted, but, boy, I saw a lot of improvement out of Greg Davis and his folks throughout the fall.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt. I'm fortunate enough to see us every time we play, and I saw the growth. And, you know, they had a lot of injuries this year and really struggled at times with certain specific injuries, but they really improved there towards the end of the year. You know, probably it's an exciting game down at Holmes on that Saturday, as I've seen in a long time here. You know, it's just a track meet, and we just came out on the short end of that. But they are out on the road recruiting now, and I know we're going to rebound and have an outstanding year next year.
Well, there's a special buzz when we talk about baseball and softball. I know they just completed their fall workouts and those campaigns, but just the thought of that Field of Dreams right around the corner with that new facility that will be starting to be built here at Northeast, that gets you a little juiced up too, doesn't it, as an AD?
Oh, man, I'm so excited about that. It's been a long time coming. I told people when this idea came up in plans, I said, if I'd have known, 10 years ago that y'all were just waiting on me to get out of baseball before you did this, I'd have got out a long time ago, because it's something that this district and community college and these kids around here deserve. It's been a long time coming, and I'm so excited for them.
Oh, it's going to be a state-of-the-art facility, totally a D1 feel. But before we get to that new stadium, which will be the following year, we've got to talk about this upcoming year. And that's let's start, first of all, talk about Richie Harrelson and the baseball Tigers. What did you see out of those folks in the fall?
Well, to tell you the truth, I hadn't seen them a whole lot. I have been over to some practices. Richie's office is right next to mine, so we're constantly talking baseball. But I was really impressed. They're going to be extremely young and a lot of, big learning curve right now. But he's got some tremendous arms, and I see a lot of potential out of them. And I know Coach Harrelson and Coach Scott are excited about getting the season underway.
Yeah, he'll be here before we know it. And, of course, Jody Long and starting another year at softball for the Lady Tigers. He's had his share of magical moments already, and I know the expectations are there every year when it comes to Lady Tigers softball.
Oh, that's definitely the history there. Jody does such a good job in bringing on Coach Connell. He's brought a lot of energy and excitement to the team. And when I was baseball coach, I didn't get the chance to see softball play or practice because I was always busy with baseball, and I've really enjoyed the past 2 years being able to see all their games. And even when, they made the playoffs last year and went down to Gulf Coast, and, we're just inches away from moving on to the next round in the state playoffs. But they do a tremendous job, and I know they're excited and had a great fall.
Well, that's wonderful. Now, falling under your umbrella, Kent, is also the cheerleaders and athletic training. Talk a little bit about those two areas.
Well, we got a group of 16 cheerleaders, and we're all female. We're not co-ed. You kind of have a mixture, but we're all female and got a Spirit, our mascot, and they all fall under Coach Chastity Moore. And I can't say enough about Coach Moore and the job that she does. They are outstanding. They really do an outstanding job and help get the students pumped up as well as the crowd.
And then athletic training?
Dr. Jones and Morgan Arrington are our two athletic trainers. And, you know, they cover all our sports. They're here. They probably put in more hours than anybody around. We got, for instance, we got two kids today having knee surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been right there with them. They keep me informed. And, you know, we're in basketball right now. Just got through with football, and I get a daily printout of the treatments each day. And anytime our list is very short, I know they're doing an outstanding job, and our list has been very short, you know, for several weeks now. So they right on top of things. They keep everybody informed, and I know the coach and staff so really appreciate them.
Well, there's no doubt. And as a former collegiate athletic director myself, that's comforting from your end, isn't it?
Oh, no doubt about it. They take such a load off of me, and all our coaches do. They, you know, our student athletes are here to get a degree first and foremost, and I think our coaches understand that. And, you know, we're advising day was last week, and they are right on top of that. So I can't say enough of the job our coaches do. It's more than just about winning games here.
That's exactly right. Well, we can't thank you enough for everything that you do, Kent Ferris, and we sincerely appreciate your time this week, and keep up the great work.
I appreciate y'all.
Our next guest is Patrick Eaton, who is the Vice President of Institutional Advancement and Executive Director of the Northeast Mississippi Community College Development Foundation and Alumni Association. And Patrick, first of all, welcome to this week's show.
Oh, great to be here. Thanks for inviting me back on.
Well, we've got a lot to talk about, including last Thursday night. Let's rewind the clock just for a little bit. You had your scholarship donor appreciation night. I thought it went extremely well.
Oh, it went fantastic, and I certainly do appreciate what you and Kenny Paul was able to help us with. We had, as you saw, we had several people there and lined people up from baseline to baseline, and really enjoyed seeing all of the donors. We had them come in from all over the state, really, and just visit. But the big thing about it is they get to meet their students for the first time when we do this.
That's really neat. It was all centered around, of course, we had basketball that night and a couple big wins for the Lady Tigers and the Tigers as well. Well, let's go into the TIP Award winners and top award winners here at Northeast. Let's first of all talk about the TIP Award, which stands for Tremendous Individual Performance.
That is correct. Yeah, that's the award that we give to our faculty members here on campus, and we really do appreciate what they do here each and every day. And we wanted to invent something for them. And I think I said faculty, I meant to say staff, but how we go about selecting that person is really it's people then that they work with or people that they've seen them do something on campus. We got a simple application process, and they just send that in, and we collect those, and then I send those back out to people across the 15 community colleges. I know a lot of friends and things, and so they understand those positions and what they play, the role they play on those colleges, and they just kind of rank them for me. They don't know who they are, and then they give me back a couple of winners, and that's what we do.
And those winners were this year?
In the TIP, I'll have to get my list here because I don't want to say his name.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
I believe Brad Holly.
Yeah.
Brad Holly.
Brad Holly and, let's see, do you have that other
Sheila
one?
Sheila Gann.
Yeah, Sheila. I think you know where both of them work.
Yes.
If you're pretty new to here, but one of them's down there in the admissions, which is Sheila Gann, and then Brad Holly's done a great job in institutional research.
You talked about faculty earlier. Well, that's where the top award comes in, the Teaching Outstanding Performance. And this year, Patrick, we had five winners.
Yes. Yeah, I'll go ahead and name those for you. That was Jenna Fincher of the Division of Fine Arts, Will Bolin, the Division of Social, Behavioral, and Applied Sciences, Justin Treloar, Division of Humanities and Languages, Donna Hill with the Division of Health Sciences, and Rocky Hughes with the Division of Mathematics and Sciences. All of them are outstanding faculty members, and what they really are, what we tried to accomplish is what are they doing in the classroom? What are some great ideas? And that's what's evaluated by their peers in their division, and that's how that selection of that winner is always done. Also, something else we do is they're able to track how many students that they first get in class and then how many students stay with them the whole semester. And those retain values are very important to us as well. And they had very high retainment in their classes because they want to teach and they want to make sure the kid's successful.
Congratulations to all of those winners. All right, we've got a couple other items I want to touch on before you head on out. Let's first of all talk about some endowment building.
Okay. Great endowment buildings, like you saw this last Thursday night with Zona Dale and Charles Taylor. What they had done over the years is they had developed two $25,000 endowments with us. But as you grow and you do other things and they see what we're doing here and the kind of students that we're selecting, we announced another $30,000 endowment last night that they'll be giving to us. And what that does, there's two or three different ways. Sometimes I've had people just write a check for $25,000, which is fantastic.
Sure.
And then you have some that will pledge it over a five-year period and maybe grow to a $50,000, give $10,000 a year. And then I've had some, one that's just very pretty recent is Dr. Marshall Hollis, who actually just came over and said, want it to be a little bigger, and so he provided $30,000 because he wanted to. We usually have about a 2-3% return on our investments, mm-hmm. So that gives them close to about maybe $1,000 or $600, depending how the economy is going. But essentially, he wrote a check also for that first scholarship on top of it to give it a year to build. So that's kind of how we do endowment building. I've had gifts of stock. I've actually had Mr. Joe Reese, who was just about 2 months ago, I think we completed that up. He had worked at Duke University for a number of years and came through here and decided he had some property that he'd like to sell, and what he wanted to do with that proceeds was start an endowment. So we worked all that out and went over and visited with him there in North Carolina, and we got the property up for sale, and we got that sold, and now he has a $100,000 endowment in place with us, and that's going to be beneficial to students from Tippah County. That's how he designed it, because that's where he's from.
Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. What about some folks out there that are listening to Tiger Talk this week and want to start maybe a scholarship here at Northeast? What's the process?
Well, it's pretty simple. You can go out to our website, nemcc.edu. Just click on the tab that says Alumni Foundation. Go down to the tab below it that says Scholarships and look for the scholarship application. And what that does is all it really is doing is it kind of gives you an idea, okay, what's the name going to be on it, contact information, what kind of student are you trying to look for, what are the specifications. Sometimes people want a scholarship that's going to have maybe a 2.5 GPA. Some of them want it to be a 3.0 GPA. Some of them are looking for maybe they've been pharmacists themselves or they've been a nurse themselves, and they want to provide that type of scholarship to those types of students. They fill all that out. They sign it, and that's kind of like our rough draft, and we begin with that process and go from there. And, of course, they have to indicate the dollar amount that they'd like to put in it. Sometimes we have people that, like I was just talking about, do an endowment, something that's going to be permanent, but we also have people that just provide maybe $1,000 every year a scholarship.
How about that?
So that's kind of the process that we've done, and a lot of our annual scholarships over the years, like I said, I've been here for 17 years, people have started with an annual scholarship and then eventually over time decided, I think I like this, and they turned it into a permanent endowment.
Wonderful. From scholarship to sponsorship, one more item, All-Star Athletic Games Sponsorship Program here at Northeast.
Yeah, it's been a great program for us. What that really does is it gives an opportunity to someone that wants to sponsor the athletic programs that we have here on campus. And what we've done is we've got a great tool now that we're using with high-definition TV is NEMCC TV. And what we'll be able to do is we'll be able to put you on that ticker. We'll get you constantly announced on there. We also, with the level that you come in at, there's gold, silver, and bronze, You get at the silver or gold level, you'll be also on our digital scoring tables there in the basketball. So, and as we grow and as we build this field of dreams, mm-hmm. With our baseball and softball field, we plan on putting on jumbotrons. Those people will also be included in that. So it's a really neat package. We're able to then buy some neat things for our athletic programs because that's ultimately where the money goes back to.
Wonderful. Patrick, can't thank you enough for your time. I still had some more things to ask you about, so you got to come back again in the near future.
I hope you'll invite me. I really appreciate the time.
No problem. Patrick Eaton, he is the Vice President of Institutional Advancement and Executive Director of the Northeast Mississippi Community College Development Foundation and Alumni Association. You and your friends are listening to Tiger Talk. My next guest is Rod Coggin. He is the Associate Vice President of Student Services here at Northeast. And first of all, Rod, welcome to this week's show.
Thank you, Will. It's an honor to be here today.
Well, I'm surprised we even were able to snag you for 3 or 4 minutes to be on the show. November 14th, that had to have been circled on your calendar. So much is going on here on our Northeast campus here today.
Yes, Tuesday's an extremely busy day for us. We are having a vocational building named in honor of P. Hale Aust. That's going to be this afternoon at 2:30. Also tonight, we're hosting the Northeast Most Beautiful Pageant in Seth Pounds Auditorium. It begins at 7 o'clock. It's free to Northeast employees and students, and for parents and grandparents, friends and family, it's, I believe the cost is $5. And then we will be hosting Volunteer State, which comes from Nashville, Tennessee. The women's ball game will begin at 5:30. The men's game will follow 20 minutes after, which is usually around 7:30.
Wow. That's some hooping over there at Bonner Arnold Coliseum. I'm telling you, there are so many activities for our students every week. Can you talk a little bit about the process? What's the planning process on all of these activities? Kind of take us behind the scenes.
Our Student Government Association officers are elected in the spring for the upcoming school year. So they will begin the planning process for the next school year at the end of the spring. And then when we get all the students in here in the fall, we will elect dorm representatives and freshman and sophomore representatives. And they will begin meeting in first and third Tuesday of each month and begin the planning for all the activities for the upcoming school year. Now, one thing that's has become an annual event is the Luau, which is done the first week we get back in August, which is at the pool. I would say this past August we had between 5 and 550 at the pool. So we had a great turnout. We give them food. We give them lays and just have a fun time for them to get their feet wet, so to speak.
There you go. Well, you just talked about August, and it's nice and warm. I mean, next week it's Thanksgiving, which means right after that it's exam week. And I know we've got a big deal coming up on Tuesday the 5th, donuts and hot chocolate for our students.
This will give them a chance to get away from studying for their final exams, get a little coffee and caffeine, a little sugar rush to finish some of the burning the midnight oil to get ready for their finals. And in previous years, we have served them breakfast. Which the kids really love it because the administrators and employees of the college come and serve the food to them. And we're not going to do that at the end of the fall semester, but we're looking at possibly doing it again in the spring. And the students really enjoy it, and it's just our way of saying, you know, thank you, good luck, look forward to having you back next semester.
That's wonderful. Well, I know Kenny Paul Gino always talks about one of his segments is what's coming up at Northeast, but why don't we have you, Rod, substitute for Kenny, at least on this week's show, about what's coming up. Looking at the calendar, what's it look like over the next month?
All right, on Thursday the 16th, we're hosting a men's basketball game only. We're hosting a Tennessee Prep. Game time's at 6 o'clock. Also on the 30th of November, we will have Campus Country Showtime. That begins at 7 p.m. It's in Seth Pounds Auditorium. It's also free to students and to Northeast employees. And I think general admission is $5 there also. We're going to be hosting a few Christmas parties as well as a dance recital on December the 2nd, I'm sorry. And also the Boonville Christmas Parade lineup. It will happen on the Cunningham Boulevard, and that's on Monday, December the 4th.
Wow. We've got a lot going on. It's wide open these days at Northeast, and you, every time I see you, Rod, you're wide open. You're going in 17 different directions, but we sincerely appreciate your time here today, and keep up the great work.
All right, thank you, Will.
Batting cleanup this week on Tiger Talk is my trusted sidekick, Kenny Paul Gino. Kenny Paul, welcome to this week's show.
Thanks, Will. Always glad to be here.
I'll tell you what, we were very fortunate to be a part last week of the annual legislative luncheon that we partnered with ICC. Talk a little bit about that day. We had a terrific turnout. A lot of the legislators showed up.
Yes, we had a lot of, I think it ended up being 12 representatives and senators all together as at the legislative luncheon there at the Belden ICC Center. It was great to go along and see President Ford and President Dr. Allen for ICC. Talk about additional funding. You know, it's, as you know more about it than I do, but additional funding is a big key to help prevail, you know, community college.
Yes, we cannot take another cut. That would be devastating. You might have seen that quote by our president, Ricky Ford, in the Northeast Mississippi Daily Journal this week. So we're hoping for better news this year out of Jackson and with the legislators. Now, speaking of January, where the legislators, they get back at it in January, so do we for the spring semester. The classes begin on January the 8th, and open registration is underway.
Yes, sir. We have the registration for the spring started November 10th, so last Friday. You have all the way until January 5th to sign up for classes. That is online and for seated. And then the fees are due by the 14th of December. So you got just almost a month now to have your fees in. And then also, if you're due enrolled right now, or if you start due enrolled in spring, before you come to Northeast the next fall, you can sign up for your classes before orientation even happens. So that's a big key, and Ms. Rebecca, Beth, and Georgie want me to hit on that because they think that's a lot better for students to do that. That way they can have their classes already in line. Also, they can have more students when they do enroll.
Wow, how about that? Well, I can't think of a better gift for the holidays than the gift of an education. So many folks in our area just realizing that they need an additional skill set, something that can help provide not only for them, for their family. And when that starts happening, then we've got a better, when it comes to a way of life in our communities.
Yes, sir. Also, the classes after the Christmas break start back in class January 8th here on campus, and then the online courses start back January 16th. Then also, if you're already a student here at Northeast, you can sign up for your own classes if you don't want to, you know, go to see a counselor and you think you have it handled and, you know, you can do it on your own. Go to the website, nemcc.edu, and then everybody has their Tiger line. So if you're a Northeast student listening, you know what your Tiger line is. You can click on that. You can fill out your course for the spring semester. So that would help them out at the Counseling Center. But if you do need help, you can always come here to Ramsey Hall to the Counseling Center.
That's right. And those are for the folks that are thinking about it. If you're not a current student, obviously come up anytime here to Ramsey Hall. As Kenny Paul just mentioned, visit the Counseling Center. And we've got plenty of options. We've got a lot of different majors, a lot of different options for people. See whatever they prefer, passionate about, and a lot of jobs out there when it comes to what we have here at Northeast.
Yes, sir. Also, if you're thinking about coming to Northeast next fall, so you're a senior now at your local high schools or wherever you're at, maybe in Alabama or, you know, Tennessee, you can always set up a visit. So it would be the recruiting office with Miss Georgie Carroll, Rebecca Elliott, or Beth Benson. You can call here to Northeast and go to the get paged to the recruiting office, and you can set up a visit for, well, now until December, but also the spring times when they do a lot of those visits. And they are really good at their jobs. I've been on a couple of trips with them, and they really know Northeast, and they really know what they're talking about, and they do everything they can to help you. So if you need some help, just call them.
Yeah, we're very thankful to have those folks in the Counseling Center, and we're thankful to have you on board along my side, Kenny, Paul, Gino. I appreciate everything that you do, partner.
It's always a blast. And also, happy late birthday here to Mr. Will Colmar last week, so yeah. November 8th. So happy birthday to him.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And with that, let's put a bow on this week's show. So for Kent Ferris, Patrick Heaton, Rod Coggin, and, of course, Kenny Paul Gino, I'm Will Colmar saying so long. We thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next week, a special Thanksgiving edition of Tiger Talk.